In the woodlands, a good hour's march north of the abbey, Vizca Longtooth located his crew, having espied the light from their campfires. The weasel Magger, his second in command, made a place for him by the largest fire.
You was right, Captain. There's plenty of victuals for every beast around here. Birds, fish, eggs and fruit. Glerma, fetch the captain some supper, will you?
The greasy old rat cook presented Vizca with two hazelwood skewers laden with food, which she had been tending by her fire.
Been keeping them special for you, Captain. That un's a wood pigeon and this un's a bream.
The golden fox tore into the roasted bird, spitting out fragments of feather as he gazed around. Blood Gullet's crew seemed happy enough. Those still not gorging themselves were dozing contentedly in the firelight. Vizca was pleasantly surprised. Sea raiding vermin were usually pretty hopeless at providing for themselves on land. He had expected them to be hungry and sullen with unspoken complaints. He winked at Magger.
Poor old Codge couldn't have found victuals like this. Was it your doing, mate?
Magger showed his yellow snaggled teeth in a modest grin.
Aye, Captain. Me and Glerma did it twixt us.
Glerma presented her captain with a beaker of liquid.
Drink up. It's only Willibart tea. But Magger sent Dogleg and Patchy back to the Blood Gullet. They should be back by midday with a keg of grog for you, Captain.
Vizca nodded his approval.
Things is looking up, mates. You did good.
As he ate and drank, Magger moved close to Vizca, speaking in a secretive murmur.
So, what's the plan for that abbey place, Cap'n?
The golden fox threw a fishbone into the fire.
I've been thinking, would this lot be any good at digging?
Magger snorted contemptuously.
Sea raiders digging? You must be jesting, Vizca. My crew's all right at shipboard tasks or killing, but I don't see them as diggers. Why, are you planning on digging into that abbey place?
Alarm bells began ringing in the golden fox's head. Suddenly, he was looking at the weasel Magger in a new light, and he did not like what he had just heard. Magger, calling him Vizca now, not Captain. Also, he had referred to Vizca Longtooth's vermin as his crew. Now, Magger was setting himself up as a favourite, with Vizca's creatures providing warm fires and good victuals, even a keg of grog from the ship. Vizca continued eating in silence. Though he did not know it, Magger had overplayed his cards. One thing a sea raider captain had to be constantly aware of was any threat to his authority. Vizca put aside his supper. Lying back, he half closed his eyes, murmuring gently,
I'll let you know me plans in the morning.
Magger nodded and turned away. He did not see Vizca's smile, that long, toothy, dangerous smile, which always meant death for some beast.